if you want to hit the trails, there is a new one you might want to check out soon, a 315-mile long one. The Maricopa Trail was just completed after nearly two decades in the making. And yes, it is 315 miles long and wraps around the entire county, connecting 10 of the county's regional parks.
So you can find pieces of the Maricopa Trail in Guadalupe, then going to South Mountain over to Estrella, which provides you access to all of the Estrella Mountains. Then further west and north, I mean, you run through Verado and then the White Tank Mountains, and then through the City of Surprise and Peoria. So it really is a very interesting collection of trails that will literally take you from the Tonto National Forest to city sidewalks.
That's R.J. Carden, the director of the Maricopa County Parks and Rec Department, and he says creating this trail has been a long time coming.
This has been, I think, a labor of love for many, many people, and I think one of the things to realize is that this really took a whole group of folks that were working together to make this happen. It probably goes back to, I think, in the year 2000 is when they started planning for this. And finished up the planning for this trail system right around 2004. And then the first segment of the trail was dedicated in 2007. There are probably 150 or so segments of the trail. So you can kind of tell from that to go from the first segment in 2007 to finally completing it earlier this year was quite a feat for us.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So what were some of the challenges along the way? This had to do with working with municipalities, and I understand you had to purchase some land, state trust land, things like that along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. It was really stitching together a lot of different trail systems, acquiring new pieces of property and building new pieces of trail. So it was a little bit of everything. And I would like to say the most challenging thing was building the new trails, but really it was probably working through all the agreements and negotiations that we had to do. And then, yes, we had to acquire some state trust land, too, to get through certain areas of the county. So
wow.
That took some time as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. So was cost at all an issue in this, and how was it all funded in the end?
Well, cost was certainly something we were very conscious of. The entire 315-mile project ended up costing about $5 million was our total budget for the project over the 12 or so years that we worked on this.
So 20 years almost down the line, you finally get this across the finish line. What are your hopes? Like, how do you want this to be used and enjoyed by all of the people in this county?
Well, I think trails are one of those kind of amazing things that can help bring communities together. This really has the ability to connect neighborhoods to the communities and to the entire region. So I think it will help bring communities together. It already has in terms of the development process. We've seen communities come to the table and really want to be a part of this. So I think that, I think it brings health opportunities to residents of the county. People can be out there using these trails to get fit. It's been amazing to me going out and using some of the trails myself to see families out using the trails. Mm-hmm. Seniors are out there. And then the other aspect of it is that we probably don't think enough about is the economic development opportunities. We know from studies that homes that are close to trails have a higher value. Mm-hmm. And so it's a value to the county. We're also seeing mountain bike races being held now on the Maricopa Trail, running races being held, and pulling in people from all over the country to use this trail system, and that's only going to grow in the future.
All right. That is R.J. Carden, the director of the Maricopa County Parks and Recreation Department. R.J., thank you for joining us on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.